This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
The nation's COVID vaccine mandates do not account for natural immunity, and some think that's not fair. But Baylor infectious disease expert Dr. Peter Hotez says catching the virus and then recovering is far from a one-size-fits-all scenario.
If you're infected and recovered, you have a lot of variability. Some people seem to have pretty robust immunity for a period of time. Others have next to none.
Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy is filing a bill that will require Health and Human Services to compile data on the effectiveness of natural immunity. A recent CDC study found that those who caught COVID and developed antibodies were five times more likely to get reinfected than those who were fully vaccinated. President Biden is reportedly poised to release oil that's stored in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve as a way to lower surging gas prices. Texas energy industry economist Bud Weinstein says this is pure politics.
The Strategic Petroleum Reserve is supposed to be for emergencies. Higher gasoline prices are not an emergency.
Releasing more oil on the market would lower prices, and he says that will eventually lower the price at the pump. But he predicts that would likely be temporary, and he says it takes weeks to process. Texas Highway Patrol troopers will increase enforcement on the roads from tomorrow through Sunday, November 28th. Troopers will be looking for people not wearing seatbelts, driving while intoxicated, speeding, and failing to follow the Move Over, Slow Down law, among other traffic violations. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas reports that electricity outages in Texas could occur this winter if the state experiences a cold snap that forces many power plants offline at the same time as power demand is high. Officials say the power grids must keep supply and demand in balance at all times and warn there could be high power demand, extensive natural gas and other fossil fuel outages, and deficient renewable power production. In a wrongful death lawsuit, a jury for the 276th District Court in Mount Pleasant has awarded the Combest family $730 million. Tony Combest was killed in a wreck with an 18-wheeler hauling a propeller for a Navy submarine in February of 2016 on a bridge on Highway 271. The truck, owned by Landstar Ranger Incorporated, was taking the oversized load from El Paso to Texarkana. Attorneys in the case say it's the largest settlement awarded for a case involving a single person. The case took about a week and a half to try. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.